Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
And we're joined by Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
It's the long weekend.
Indeed, any
big plans?
No big plans. Just going to enjoy the weekend and relax a little bit. Have a few patients that are due to deliver this coming weekend, so it might be busy.
Well, there you go.
So
yeah. It might not be a weekend off, but still, you know, I mean, that's always a nice event.
Yes, it is.
How many deliveries have you done? 900 and something?
Yeah, about close to 1,000, something like that.
Wow. Okay, so today we're going to talk about SALT, and we're not talking about the new movie with Angelina Jolie.
Right.
We're talking about the fact that Health Canada wants the food industry to lower the salt content in foods, and basically the food industry is responding by saying, well, we might not be able to do that.
Yeah, this is, there are two different angles this is coming from. The first is that the Sodium Working Group, which has released this document, providing several recommendations, one with which is to reduce sodium intake, or at least the sodium recommendations, to about 1,500 milligrams, which is about half of what Canadians consume right now, and estimating that based on the research that is available, you would be preventing anywhere between 11,000 to 15,000 premature deaths from heart disease and stroke each year. And that's each year. And that saving the healthcare system about $1.5 billion a year. And that's just immediate costs, because then you have to consider what happens to someone after a heart attack or a stroke. There are considerable lifestyle changes, quality of life changes, effects on work, effects on family life. So the cost is not just in dollars, but in also just the social impact that occurs as well. So that's one side of things. And they're recommending on the basis of that reducing to 1,500 milligrams per day. Education campaigns, placement of information in chain restaurants where there's a standard menu so that you can give people an idea of how much sodium is in the meal, and as well changing the food labeling system so that the sodium levels are more clear to consumers and that they have a good understanding of how much they're actually getting when they have that product.
Now, I want to make sure I understand these numbers. Basically, we're being told that we should have about 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day. That's the recommended maximum intake.
Correct.
And in fact, there are estimates that show most Canadians are taking in 3,400 milligrams per day.
That's right. It's very easy to get up to that level. Go into any supermarket, decide you're going to have a barbecue, get some hot dogs. One hot dog, certain brands of hot dogs. And I look, because I was looking to see which ones would have the least, but there were some hot dogs, 840 milligrams of sodium per hot dog, and what person has one hot dog? So you're looking at two hot dogs at least at a barbecue before you consider the bread, the condiments, all the other things that you eat, the chips that are there, all the other stuff. You're already over 1,500 milligrams with those two hot dogs. Now, granted,
You're ruining everybody's long weekend now.
Sorry about that, Mark. But I was going to add.
Yeah, nobody's going to get the barbecue out now this weekend.
Well, yeah. have a nice steak or chicken, and you're not going to have the sodium at all.
Right.
So, but the point is that, you know, people don't do that every day, but it just gives an idea and at least an impression.
Yeah, it gives you an idea of how easy it is to rack up a lot of salt in your diet.
Yeah. Now, one of the what I take issue with regards to how this is being presented is that this is more of a political document than a science document, because you've had Food and Consumer Products of Canada as one of the people on this committee, this salt sodium working group. This is the fox protecting the chicken coop, because you have a group that has a vested interest in trying to promote its products, and yet at the same time you're trying to tell them that the sodium content in your foods is too high, and they come back and saying that they are going into uncharted territory, is what they've said, that lowering sodium levels is really something that we haven't really done before, when this is an outright fabrication. Because why are the levels of sodium less for the same products in other countries? Right. There are.
Right.
And so
it's not like we're operating in isolation here. There are other countries that have actually forced manufacturers of food products to bring the sodium levels down, and they've been successful in doing that.
Exactly. So the reasoning that they're giving me is simply a means of stalling, and I don't like that like that approach. I think if you're going to come up with a science document based on evidence to say you're going to be saving, again, from the evidence, 11 to 15,000 people a year from harm, a tremendous number, reducing potentially treating hypertension and less medications, reducing your drug bill, encouraging people's health, making them aware of the effect of this simple ingredient to eliminate. It really isn't difficult, Mark, to turn off a tap for them to say that, well, no, the sodium is coming from not only salt, but the preservatives and the sodium benzoate. The preservatives amount to a fraction of the total sodium that is in that product. It is the salt that they are dumping in there as sodium chloride into the product that's responsible. So I don't see the industry as voluntarily reducing levels. I don't see them as being a help. This is similar to asking cigarette companies to set health standards for their cigarettes. It's not going to work that way. This is the problem with trying to be all-inclusive, where the science gets watered down because of competing interests that are not based on any evidence, but more on self-preservation of their business itself.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a
Mark.
Great long weekend. Good luck if you are in the delivery room.
Thank you very much, Mark. You too. Have a great weekend.